This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
It happens every Tuesday. Emma comes in. She plays the fake celebrity news quiz with us. How that works is she gives us four stories. However, one of the stories is fake. And it's up to Kira and I to try and guess which story is fake among all of these other ones. And I'll just remind you that the stakes are extra high tonight, because at the end of the year, we compile every win from every week throughout the year, and then there's an overall winner. So every game counts now. There's only four left, excluding tonight. There's three left, not including tonight. So it's in four in total. So, I mean, this is serious stuff. Emma, let's do this. Give us the four stories before we get down to the results, so to speak.
Okay, so it is an I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here theme tonight.
I like it.
The first one is that Spandau Ballet singer Tony Hadley had already practiced for his trip to the jungle by taking a rice and beans diet before flying out to Australia. So he literally just ate rice and beans before flying out.
That's a good idea.
Hollyoaks star Georgie Porter will never go hungry because she eats her own toenails.
I can't believe, you know, there'd be that much nutritional value in eating your toenails.
You'd have to wonder, wouldn't you?
But it's like some people bite their nails and eat their nails, their fingernails, you know. Former champion boxer and best friend of you guys,
that's
Chris,
right,
Eubank,
yeah,
is viewing I'm a Celebrity as a holiday. The whole experience is a holiday, and it's his first break since he was 16. And Lady Colin Campbell has admitted that she wants to go into the jungle to raise money to fix the roof on her castle.
Yeah, apparently the appearance fees for that show are enormous.
Oh, of course they would be.
Enormous.
Chris Eubank is getting the most. He's getting 200,000 for appearing on it.
Wow. That's 200,000 sterling.
I actually kind of secretly hope that he wins it.
Yeah, me too, absolutely.
Chris, did you see that when I first saw that Chris Eubank was going into the jungle, I said to myself, I want him to win it.
Absolutely.
But you know what? He's a boxer, okay? We all know that boxers are very disciplined, and I'm sure boxers can kind of, you know,
he can zone out. I know what you mean. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think that will stand to him.
But
a lot.
Is his character just a little bit more out there than the others, where he might blow the lid some evening?
He might annoy people as well.
He might annoy people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I get you. I know what you're saying.
Okay.
So I said the fake story was that Lady Colin Campbell, that she did not say that she was in the jungle to make money to fix the roof on her castle.
I said the fake story out of those four stories was that Georgie Porter did not say she would eat her own toenails. Because I just don't think she would, you know, reveal that to us, even if it was true. So, Emma, those are the four stories. Kira has said the one she thinks is fake. I've said the one I think is fake. Let's get very tense here for a moment. Let's get the lights dimmed down a little bit. They're already pretty much off anyway. Let's put on the smoke machine. And
there's
Emma,
the cold air again.
Well, that's for effect now. That's to make us all scared. And there we go. It's always so tense with this music. So, Emma, please, start to break it down for us.
Okay.
What's going on?
So can I just start by saying good luck to both of you?
That's very noble of you, Emma.
Chris. The best.
Chris. Exactly. Yeah. That obviously means...
Yeah. Okay, Emma, just break it down.
Emma is being a gracious winner because she knows she's the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. So
she could hardly disguise her smile there as she was saying, we'll see. Go on, Emma.
So Spandau Ballet singer Tony Hadley did practice for the jungle by eating beans and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chris Eubank is viewing it as a holiday.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you realise what that means?
It's between me and Kira.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This is good.
This is good.
On. So just break it down for everyone. The two stories remaining are as follows. One of these is fake.
Yeah. So the two that remain is that Georgie Porter eats her own toenails.
That's one of the stories.
And Lady Colin Campbell wants to get the money to raise or to fix her roof on her castle.
Okay, so those are the two stories left. I said the Georgie Porter one was fake. Kira said the Lady Colin Campbell one was fake.
Emma, break it down.
Do you have any last words before I go there?
No, I'm just happy for Chris, or I'm just happy for me, really.
That's
she says
so gracious
with an evil.
You,
she's like eyeballing Chris as
yeah,
she
exactly.
says.
Don't give me that happy for Chris.
So Lady Colin Campbell is very rich and very posh. So, you know, she probably does live in a castle and she does want to raise money to fix the roof.
Wow.
Oh my God, Chrissy won.
My God.
Georgie Porter does not eat her toenails, thank God.
There you go. Do I not know women?
I mean, do I not know women?
It's
you
that
know
intuition.
Women
there
you go.
It's that woman's intuition.
It is. You see, us girls, Emma, we can tell. You know, we have that woman's intuition. I knew it. I knew a girl who basically, and I'm not saying this in a mean way, a girl who sells sex. I knew she wouldn't say something like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Knew it.
I can't imagine it be that attractive.
See, there you go. So she knows what she's doing. What she would do is say something like, I love drinking beer and playing Xbox on Fridays with the lads, you know, because that's a lad thing.
And she wants the lads to
there
love her.
There you
yeah.
go. But she wouldn't say something like she eats her own toenails.
It's like the way you come on and you say, oh, I'm so sensitive, such a sensitive soul, my woman's intuition, because you want all the women to be like,
there you go. Exactly.
She's so sweet.
When really,
so sweet.
I'm a horrible chauvinist who's a borderline psychopath. psychopath. Exactly. There you go, Emma. But I say those other things.
You said it.
So girls go, oh, he's so silly. That's exactly it. Emma, you got me down. You know me so well. But
I
look,
do.
Emma, I mean, commiserations, Kira, commiserations. It does give me a great pleasure to say that I am the winner of the fake celebrity news quiz this week.
Congratulations.
Good for me. That means,
good
ladies,
me.
There are three games left. There are three games left between now and the end of the year. So it's really getting serious now from here on out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Next week when you come back, Emma, things are going to be very serious.
Is it definitely only three?
Yes, positive.
Okay.
I'm nearly positive anyway. I think it's like three or four. It's not many. One, two. No, it's three. There
okay,
you go.
So
after
I need
today.
To start thinking of a Christmas special.
You do, Emma. You do. That would be nice. But look, how about this? Emma, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Everybody needs to remember that Emma is on RTE Pulse every Friday. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. She has an awesome drive show and it's brilliant, kind of pumping house, dance, whatever you need to get ready for the weekend. It's so much fun. You should listen. I recommend it thoroughly. It's on the RTE player, of course. You can get it through there, all of that. Her Twitter is @ThisIsEmmaPower. @ThisIsEmmaPower.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.